there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 243. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Having fun. Oh, my gosh, I'm already hitting the mic.
How about that?
I'm excited that we're together again.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's been a minute.
It has been.
Couple minutes.
Couple few. Well, somebody reached out. It was Austin that reached out, and he goes, "Hey, you're back on an episode." And I was like, "I am? This is last week." It was the Skinwalker Ranch, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, but it's a repeat." I was like, "Did you not realize that?" And he goes, "Oh, shoot, I haven't listened to it yet." And he's like, we were doing another dive into it. I was like, "I am on there. You're correct." But
yeah,
you were back in a way.
Yeah, I was. More than spirit, right?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm back from my, what'd you guys keep saying? I'm on
sabbatical.
Sabbatical, or he's
on assignment.
On assignment. That's what you kept saying. Yeah, I was like, I should be doing more than if I'm on assignment. Oh, Erin is. She has a new podcast, and she's going to have me on. We're scheduling that sometime in December. She wanted to, have it around when the book actually releases. So I told her I was honored to do that. So yeah,
what's it called?
Yeah,
podcast.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't know.
Probably Phantom Publishing, but I think it has another fancy name. But I honestly can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay, thought I'd ask.
I know, and I should probably know. Everybody out there like, not surprising.
Nice plug.
You like that, right?
Is it going to be on all the listening apps?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I'll check it out.
That's right.
When we find out what it
is. Exactly right, yeah.
We'll just have to scour.
It's for Phantom Publishing, I know. But I do think she had something more clever than, you know, what I would tell you. So I'm going to refer to Erin for that answer.
She's always got something going on,
doesn't she? Oh, my gosh. I don't know how she does it. And she always answers me, like, you know, normally it's like, gosh, it'll probably be a while before she gets back. Nope, she is on it. She says it like, and I know I have that similar personality. Hers is much less subdued and not nearly as annoying. But, like, she just always has nervous energy. She's always got to be doing something. And then I told her, I go, yeah, I understand that. So, but like I said, she's a lot better at centering herself than I am.
Uh-oh.
Was that Mickey Mouse or was that Winston?
That's Winston. I heard.
I heard him. Uh-oh. Like, I thought that was Mickey Mouse.
Nope. Somebody's in trouble.
Something. I heard. That's a bad boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Poor little Winston. He's like, I'm trying. I'm trying to be a good boy.
A lot of yelling out there.
There was, exactly. Like, hey, we can edit this, right? There was the Q-Zill video. You guys have probably all seen it, but there's this little cute little girl, and she's going behind a dog that's taking this large dump. And she's like, good boy pooping. You know, she's just patting him on the butt as he's going, and it's just like the cutest thing. Good job pooping.
Where'd you see this at?
It was a video like Instagram or whatever. You're scrolling, you're like, what's that? Oh my gosh, that's hilarious and a little disturbing.
That's funny. Everybody having a good week so far for a short week?
Yeah, short week.
It's been busy, but yeah, so trying to fit all the patients in, you know, minus a day. So, but it's good. Yeah, I have to say it's good. How's yours going?
I had to cram 5 days worth of work in 3 days, but
yeah,
it was
fine. You're off the rest of the week then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Heck yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You got to go back up South Bend or something?
No. I don't know. I figured we could address a little bit of national news. You guys see the two National Guardsmen that got shot and killed in
D.C.?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's horrible.
It is terrible.
Yeah. Just somebody come up to him and just start firing on him.
That's awful.
I didn't read insane. Much about it.
I just heard about it. Yeah, I hadn't really heard the details or anything. But.
Yeah. As far as I mean, I was. I mean, her grand. Rachel's grandpa was over, so I was sitting there talking with him, too, and trying to pay attention to the newscast because it was all breaking news and everything. And from what I gathered, like, he just, like, came up, started talking to him or something like that, and then for whatever reason just started shooting him.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah.
Then, obviously, I mean, if anybody follows any national news or anything like that, Trump had the National Guard in D.C. to help with crime and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this is the stuff that they're trying to prevent.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Mm.
Yeah, it's sickening. I hate that there's people that live here in this country that do that kind of stuff. It's uncalled for.
Yep. Yeah.
So just want to get that out there and, you know, send prayers to those two guys' families.
I was gonna say, God bless their souls and God bless their families, because that's, I mean, and it's
never day before a family function, a national family function.
I was going to say that there's never a good time for any thing like that, kind of a tragedy to happen, but certainly not before the holidays. It's just, it's hard enough, right?
Makes it extra hard.
Yeah,
I'd seen that on Facebook, but I didn't read much about it, so I didn't know the details.
I don't think there's a whole lot to it yet. I mean, it's all happening.
Coming out.
In real time. They do have the suspect apprehended, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do they?
Because once they got shot, they were able to fire back at him.
Yeah.
They got him, too. So.
Apprehended.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, he took some rounds. So he's in critical condition, last I heard.
Yeah, hopefully he's dead soon.
Yeah. If not,
he's going to be a big trouble.
Hit him with everything that you got, judicial-wise.
Yeah.
That's uncalled for.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely uncalled for.
Well, shoot. That's a bummer.
But no, I wanted their families to be recognized and thought of.
Yeah, I'm glad he brought it up.
Yeah. So, I appreciate you doing that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you set the bar really low, so if we can bring them up real easy after this, right?
Yeah, we'll do that. And if my voice sounds funny, it is funny.
It is funny.
It's been real weak the last 2 days.
Yeah.
So my mom thought I was getting sick. I'm like, no, I'm not feeling bad. I just
weak.
Yeah, just happens every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. So I know Jake at work. He came in the one day, he's like, man.
State Farm?
Yep.
Okay.
he's a, I don't know, I just sort of, I feel off. Something's weird. And then he came in this morning, he's like, I'm sick.
Oh, boy.
Like, stay away from me.
Yeah. Nothing worse than getting sick on a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if you're off. That's the worst.
Did you see Al Cooley said this? He's like,
He's got COVID.
He said, no fun to have COVID on Thanksgiving. Like, oh, so thoughts and prayers out to him, too. Right?
Yeah, I saw his post.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Anything else that's going to...
No, I'm sorry, yeah.
That always seemed to happen to me when I was in school and stuff. Like, whenever it was break, I'd get sick right going into break.
I got sick really bad during Christmas one time. Real bad. Like, fifth or sixth grade. It was I think it was middle school.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. I was like, are you serious?
Going right into break. Time off to have fun and do stuff, and I'm stuck in bed.
Well.
Yeah.
With a trash can next to me.
Yeah. That is no fun.
I'll say something positive out there. I was telling you guys, before I left, William asked me if I wanted to sit down and watch season 5 of Stranger Things with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh my gosh, is that tonight? And he's like, yeah, he's literally counting down the minutes. So I said, are you going to watch him? And he goes, Dad, I'm not sleeping tonight. So he is like obsessed with watching this. He can't wait. So, I mean, he is chomping at the bit. And so Netflix was acting kind of weird, you know, like, glitchy or whatever. And I said, it's probably because everybody's waiting to watch that. I said, it's going to be like the Tyson fight where
you
don't actually get to watch it because so many people are trying to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Can't handle the flow.
We shall see.
Yeah, a coworker and I were talking about it. He's going to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll catch it some point.
I
will too.
All the main kids are grandparents now, right? I mean, they look like the senior citizens.
Geriatric.
They all retired. Got walkers and canes. That's funny.
Yeah, they're not little kids anymore.
No, they're not. Sure. They're all grows up.
Man. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
I'm going to give you the what's what. Hold my teeth.
Hold my teeth.
You've been following me around at work.
Well, on that note, let's get to the first sponsor.
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Thank you, Micah, for your sponsorship. We appreciate it.
We do.
Yes.
Because we love you, Micah. We do.
So go get you some Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
I'm doing the No Shave November. I don't know if I'm beard bombable, but Jenna's not a big fan of it. I probably need to like trim it a little bit. I don't know. But this is grown up.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I jokingly say it's my author's beard, but I don't think that's a real
thing. Your author's beard?
I don't think that's a thing. Well, Jenna, on my name tag, I use a couple summers ago when she graduated with her master's in communication and nursing and all that stuff. I had a pretty, it's the thickest I normally have gotten it. And that's the picture I use for my name tag. She goes, you don't look like that anymore. And I go, I can. I said, here, give me a minute. So I'm like, it's still me.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that when I came in. Yeah, I was like, growing the beard.
I have to give me some of that.
CCBB.
Can't smell it, but I could feel how smooth it is. Right?
Yeah, I just shaved the other day.
Did you? We can tell.
Yeah.
The big woolly mammoth.
Oh, this 5 o'clock shadow.
Well, it is getting colder, so it doesn't hurt to have a little.
No. Gosh darn it.
Facial hair. Yeah, it is cold.
No, I did trim it up tonight, but it's still long.
Nice.
Put some beeswax in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, beeswax. Creature.
I know, exactly. I know.
Not beeswax.
I know. It's good. You need it on the tips of your mustache.
There you go.
I have What's no going idea. On tonight? I have no idea where I'm going with that. I'm back and I'm loving it.
Well, regardless, thank you, Micah. We appreciate it. We love you. Let's get to the main part of the show. Is the dad joke of the show? Mm-hmm. I know you guys have been waiting for it.
I have been. I'm running out of jokes.
He's got to get another. This is his collection, right?
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. I just spent $300 on a limousine and discovered that the fee does not include a driver. I can't believe I've spent all that money and have nothing to show for it.
See, I didn't have to guess anything. I got it. Do you got it? Did you get that?
Yeah. He looks like he got it. Show for it.
He looks like he doesn't want it, but he got it.
Mm-hmm. He got it.
Yeah. Play on words.
He likes it. Yeah. Show for it.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like your... joke that you posted.
The Himalayan.
Yeah.
Himalayan rabbit stew. Himalayan on the side of the road. That's funny.
And that is your dad joke of the show.
That's right.
And as always, you are welcome.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't think I responded properly.
Oh, I think you were fine.
I think it deserved more justice.
I think so.
And the crowd goes wild, except for Nate.
And the crowd goes mild.
Mild, there you go, right. That's fine.
All right. Let's move on to the first announcement. Sean?
Yes. We come here every week when I show up, right? For the guy time, the paranormal, and the creepy. But the most important thing that we do is to make sure we put the mental health awareness out there and continue to build a community. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Most definitely.
Right on.
Yep.
All right. No islands out there.
No.
Nope.
You're not alone.
No.
Get the proper care and headed in the right direction.
That's right. Nothing more to say on that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave that right there.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Sean, for your first announcements. No special announcements. So we're going to get right to what we're going to be talking about. What are we talking about tonight?
It is my pick, and this is a Fort Adams. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Yes, sir.
Bada bing, bada boom.
You have a foundation?
I do. Fort I have Adams. A really good one. Now, I didn't write this. I know you guys are going to think, man, Sean must have written this, but I didn't.
Okay.
It's Haunted Locations Rhode Island that wrote this. So, Fort Adams, a haunted historical landmark. You guys got a minute. Just settle in. It's going to be a while. No. Standing guard over sparkling waters of Newport Harbor in Rhode Island, Fort Adams is more than just a historic military fortress. It's a dense, I didn't write this, tapestry of American history, architectural evolution, and mysterious happenings that beckon both history buffs and paranormal enthusiasts alike. Whether exploring the sprawling tunnels beneath the fort's surface or walking the windswept ramparts with views of Narragansett Bay. Yep, perfect, right?
Yeah.
Nailed it the first time.
Yeah.
Visitors can't help but feel the weight and wonder of the past pressing in. And if you ask around, you might also hear whispers of ghostly soldiers, echoes of past battles, and unexplained phenomena deep within its aging stone walls. If you're craving a travel experience steeped in both history and the supernatural, Fort Adams may just be your next must-see haunt. It's going to be added to our list, I can already tell you. So Chad and his family went for fall break, and they did like all over the East Coast. I mean, they hit all kind of different cities. I think they started up in Maine, and they flew out there, and then they flew out there and then drove back, or maybe it was the other way around. But anyway, they just hit all the places. And he asked me, he's like, have you guys covered Fort Adams? Because he goes, it's amazing. And I told him that, you know, Nate and I had been down to Fort Morgan and we covered that. But I said, there's a lot of those forts out there. And a lot of them are so cool and creepy and historical. But, he said he only saw it during the day. He said at night it would have been super freaky, which is what we said about Fort Morgan. It's almost like a video game, you know, feeling. Mm-hmm. Like something's going to just pop out and annihilate you at any minute. But I'd love to go to this place, though.
I'd like to definitely take a East Coast trip.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to do the New England
area. Oh, yeah.
Someday.
Start in Boston, right?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Someday.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so Fort Adams. Cool.
So it's a state park now. So a little bit of the history. Early beginnings, colonial and revolutionary period. Fort Adams sits on the southern tip of Newport in what is today Fort Adams State Park. The location's military history dates back to the colonial period, when initial fortifications were built to protect the bustling Newport Harbor from naval threats. During the American Revolution, British troops occupied Newport from 1776 to 1779. At that time, only rudimentary defenses, earthen and wooden structures, existed on this strategic point. After the British evacuation, the fledgling U.S. government recognized the need for more solid coastal defenses to protect against future threats, particularly from sea powers. An early version of a fort named Fort Adams in honor of President John Adams was constructed in 1799. However, that first iteration was a relatively modest structure and soon considered obsolete.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, the much larger Fort Adams that stands today was built beginning in 1824.
Yeah, that's right. The new fort, right?
Yep, and completed in 1857. Designed by a French military engineer, Simon Bernard, who had served under Napoleon.
Who's that?
I don't know.
That's some unknown guy.
Great ice cream.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, that's Neapolitan.
That's hilarious. I actually knew what you meant, though. That's funny.
The new Fort Adams was part of the United States' third system of coastal fortifications. Upon completion, it was one of the most complex and impressive
bastions. I was going to say, shut your mouth. Watch your mouth.
Yeah. fort systems in North America. Had nearly 200 cannons and a garrison upward of 2,400 soldiers. So not small by any means.
No.
State-of-the-art design, including a series of underground tunnels, powder magazines, and innovative dry moat system, and making it nearly impervious to the 19th century attack strategies. The fort never saw active combat, but its presence served as a powerful deterrent throughout the 19th century. So how do they know that it was all state-of-the-art design if it was never tested?
I know, right? That's true.
Just making assumptions, right?
Yep.
I'll take off from where you left off. It says, during the Civil War, Fort Adams served as a training and staging ground for Union soldiers, and many troops passed through its massive gates on their way to the front lines. Modifications were made at various times to adjust to advancements in military technology, including the addition of new artillery placements. The fort was also active during the Spanish-American War, World War I, and World War II. Though its role diminished significantly as military strategy shifted and more modern bases were built elsewhere. So by the mid-20th century, Fort Adams was decommissioned as an active U.S. Army post, and in 1965, the site was transferred to the state of Rhode Island to be used as a public historical site and park.
Nice.
So it went through a lot of historical times.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what it is today, so that's what my brother was saying. It's a really cool state park. Says Fort Adams is natural historic landmark centerpiece for Fort Adams State Park. It's also the home of several culturally significant events, including the Newport Jazz and Newport Folk Festivals, which draws thousands of visitors each year. Visitors can participate in guided tours, some of which delve into the fort's extensive subterranean tunnels, which that would be really cool.
Yeah.
And explore what was once one of America's most important coastal strongholds. But for those with a more supernatural focus, that is us, the real excitement begins when learning about the legends that linger behind its stone walls.
Mm.
Right? I love legends.
I love legends.
Oh, well, let's get into the hauntings.
Oh,
sounds good to me.
Dive us in there, right?
As always, with these extremely old things, there are unexplained noises and apparitions. Reports of spectral activity at Fort Adams are numerous and varied. During the day, guides and visitors have reported hearing footsteps echo through empty stone corridors. Others have claimed to hear muffled voices, cannon fire, that'd be impressive, or military commands echoing through the tunnels long after the last soldier stood post. There have also been sightings of full-body apparitions, often described as men in 19th century military garb. These ghostly soldiers are most frequently seen in the casemates and tunnel systems, sometimes disappearing into solid walls or vanishing down darkened pathways.
Oh. Yeah, the tunnels would be cool.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I have headlamps. We'll travel.
Right? We go dark. That's true.
Yeah. We've got the equipment.
We go subterranean.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really neat to do.
You just gotta have the guts, and we got that too, right?
Oh yeah, nothing.
We're not like Scooby and Shaggy.
No, no, we would do that.
There's a really good oh my gosh, I'm going blank on his name.
Winston Churchill.
It's not Winston Churchill. Oh my gosh, I know this person. Okay, I've only been watching it. Yep. Gosh. We're just like mumble fumbling around. Yep. PBS, he does all the specials.
I have no idea.
He was just on Rogan. I was just literally just showing him
Russell Crowe.
It's not. No. He just did this American Revolution. Oh, and I feel so silly.
Elon Musk?
No.
Morgan Freeman?
I cannot believe I can't remember his name. Oh, my brain is like Swiss cheese.
Jeff Daniels?
dang it. Ken Burns. That's it. Ken Burns. You guys heard of Ken Burns?
Nope.
He's an older gentleman now. I think he's in his 70s now. But he does a lot. So he's done Vietnam War. He's done World War II. He's done, you know, all these kind of like the Civil War was amazing. But he's for 10 years, he's been working on the American Revolution, and it's now out. So Ken Burns, I am so sorry out there if you like, because I know he listens.
Yeah, sure.
But he's done kind of the circuit to go around and talk about how amazing the American Revolution is and how we really don't know the history like we think we do. And I have not sat down and watched it all, cause I know it's several parts and it takes hours and hours and hours. And some, I do want to watch it, but I've been watching excerpts from it, and it is so cool. And it really broadens your view of what happened and why it happened and how, you know, slim the margins were for us to actually become a country. And, it is so cool. And then he also paints it very much about like, even our heroes were just normal people. And my gosh, they had so much, you know, background stuff. There's like, oh, wow. You know, they're just real people. And so, and they were flawed. They said, like George Washington had such a temper, and we get out there and they said there were times where he made people blush, like how much he like screamed and yelled and cursed, but he was passionate, you know, and you don't think about George Washington that way. You think about calm, cool, collected. We got this. But he could just get as angry as anybody, you know, and he actually retreated more than he won battles, and, you know, but it was strategic and he used secrecy and all these things. But anyway, but Ken Burns, I'm really excited to sit down and actually watch a little bit more of it. But this makes me think of like that kind of history, you know, and how there's so much, you know, life and death has happened in these places, and some place like Fort Adams. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, most definitely.
Man, I cannot believe I've messed up on Ken Burns. Yeah. I was like, all I should have thought was like Monty Burns, you know, just think Monty Burns. Excellent.
You took 10 minutes to get there.
Oh my God. You're like, oh, jeez.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Like,
I know. I was like, crap. I can't remember his name. And I know it.
Ken Burns.
I can't remember my own name, right?
You want to hear about some cold spots and eerie feelings?
Yes.
No, not really.
You don't want to?
Stop it.
Nate, come on.
Don't be that way.
Says, right, go ahead. Experienced paranormal investigators often report strong electromagnetic field or EMF readings in the fort's enclosed areas, particularly the powder magazine rooms and tunnel networks. These readings are sometimes accompanied by sudden, unexplained cold spots, even in Rhode Island's sweltering summer months. Some visitors describe a heavy atmosphere or a sense of being watched in certain areas of the fort. This sensation has even caused a few guests to cut their visits short, unwilling to continue their exploration beyond specific rooms or corridors.
Interesting.
Can't cut it short. You got to keep going.
You got to keep pushing on. Keep pushing. Keep pushing on.
There's always a song behind it, right?
Little REO.
There you go.
It says, paranormal investigations and events. Fort Adams has gained the attention of several regional and national paranormal research groups. Investigations using spirit boxes, EMF readers, thermal imaging, and digital voice recorders have captured strange anomalies, unexplained noises, and eerie EVPs, recording of voices thought to be soldiers or prisoners still haunting the grounds. The fort occasionally hosts special ghost tours and paranormal events, particularly around Halloween. These guided nightmare tours delve deeper into the haunted history and offer brave visitors a chance to explore after hours. It's an atmospheric experience like no other, with shadows clinging to old stone walls, the distant sounds of the bay, and the ever-present whisper of past brushing at your shoulder. Ooh, that's kind of a cool way to say that, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm totally interested in this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I said, when Chad said that, and he was like, have you guys covered this? He's like, because this would be a good place to cover. I'm like, as soon as I start looking up, I'm like, I'm there. Like, heck yeah. Fortress of Nightmares is what one of the main like Halloween attractions is called. It's like their haunted attraction that goes throughout the spooky months.
Heck yeah.
The spooky season, but Fortress of Nightmares. That's like one of the first things.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
One of the first things that actually popped up when you look it up.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Something with such a deep history. Of course, you're going to have historical tragedies.
No, and, not tragedies.
Yeah, they lend weight to the tales.
Oh.
So let's hear about them.
Okay.
If I could speak English or read English. Though Fort Adams never saw a major battle, its long occupation and use means that lives were undoubtedly lost within its stone gates. Mysterious illnesses, training accidents, and harsh New England winters contributed to the loss of soldiers. Some say a few of these men never left. Their untimely deaths and unfinished business keeps them wandering, watching, reaching out to those of us still breathing.
Oh. I like that.
Waiting to exhale.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure they've been, soldiers probably on post and gets super, super cold and they get hypothermia and pass out and pass away.
Full transparency. Yeah. I thought you were going to say supercalifragilistic, but
maybe.
That's all. Can you imagine though being there, even broad daylight, night, whenever, and turning a corner and there being a soldier and you know that there's nobody on site that's doing a reenactment or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I think, and that's what people said, you know, they have, you know, like people dressed up in costume and stuff that have seen other people and like, there's nobody else here but me.
You know?
So that would be a spine tingling and chilling sensation, I would imagine.
Ghost Hunters. The Ghost Hunter show has been there. Says that client and caretaker Rob McCormick has two main concerns about the phantoms at Fort Adams. Robert finds the claims that people have made unsettling, poking, jabbing, and rocks being thrown at them. That wouldn't be fun. Says, are the staff members and visitors to the fort safe? Secondly, if there are ghosts in the location, who are they? Could the ghost of the soldier who was beaten to death by a comrade after an argument in the 1800s be the culprit? Or perhaps the spirit of the jealous soldier in the 1920s who shot his unfaithful wife, she survived, by the way, and then killed himself, is still roaming the grounds. Then there was the corporal who got into an argument with a friend and threw rocks at him. The friend then turned and shot him point blank. These spirits may also be responsible for the footsteps, apparitions, door opening and closing, and other activity in the fort. Wow.
Hmm.
It's a lot there. A lot of tragedy.
Yeah, it seems like they have a lot of paranormal investigation events.
Yeah, they do.
The ghost, you're talking about Ghost Hunters being there. They have a, it was back in 2014, looks like. It's called The Fortress of Phantoms, that you can watch their episode. And it says, the TAPS investigates Fort Adams in Newport, Rhode Island, where the caretaker says visitors are jabbed and have rocks thrown at them. He's hoping the team can determine who the spirits are and what era they come from. The investigators have numerous experience, including hearing footsteps. They get touched in two different locations, and I believe that means locations of the fort, not locations of the body. Their recorders also pick up knocking sounds and a child's ghostly voice. So isn't that weird to think about, like a fort, but there is going to be, like, you know, young people there as well. You know, they were talking about with the American Revolution, you know, having kids as a little, like the fife or the flute, you know, players or whatever, they go out and march in battle, you know, those, and those, they can die just like anybody else, you know, the flag bearers and all that kind of stuff. It's scary though, but it's such a dangerous time. But yeah, you're going to hear kids there too. So that to me, we've talked about that. That's probably the most unnerving thing would be to hear children, you know, either seeing them or hearing them, you know, in a spectral sense.
Yeah. It says the team share some interesting experiences. KJ and Dustin hear footsteps and shuffling in the bakery. Then something pulls heavily on his jacket that matches the client's claims. Later, KJ got touched again in the tunnels and the video captured it. Sam and Jason heard knocking noises, whimpering sounds that were picked up on reveal. And then here you go, Sean. They also heard a child's voice saying something similar to, "You're not supposed to see me."
Oh, yeah. See, that's creepy.
There was further audio footage of whispering, but the words are indecipherable. Meanwhile, the GoPro camera Dave installed at the beginning of the hunt picked up sounds of footsteps down the hallway where soldiers would be marching back in the day. So there is a lot here.
It was October 14th, 2015. I think I said 2014, but so yeah. It was the 14th of October in 2015.
Okay.
When that aired. But anyway, yeah, that sounds like a good episode.
It's got a lot going on here.
It does. And so we're going. We've already decided that. We don't have to ask that one, right?
We'll do the New England trip, and then we'll just swing by Rhode Island. And
Nate can figure out how many hours it takes to get there. That's not that far.
Where did it say? What part of Rhode Island did it say?
Newport.
Newport, that's right. So let's see. Well, I'm going to look it up. Newport, Rhode Island. It is 13 and a half hours.
Oh, yeah. That's nothing. That's nothing.
Hop, skip, and a jump.
So I found some deaths that occurred on property. Let's see. Some of the... during construction, some of the workers perished, and their spirits are said to remain behind, trapped on the property and doomed to relive their horrible fate over and over again for all eternity. Mm. And those who served at Fort Adams may still be watched or still be on watch even long after they shed the mortal coil. Let's see. Trost Kramer wrote about the first murder at Fort Adams. Happened on July 4th, 1819. That's when, after a suspected night of drinking to celebrate Independence Day, Private William G. Cornell shot and killed fellow Private William Kane point blank.
Hmm.
Was it an accident? Was it premeditated murder? Perhaps Private Kane will speak to us and tell us his story.
Think so, huh?
All you can do is ask.
Yeah, that's true.
During the Spanish influenza outbreak in 1918, Fort Adams lost 5 residents to the virus. Perhaps the saddest 2 were Delilah Geary and her baby girl.
Hmm.
Who was delivered prematurely as both mother and daughter were infected and died.
Sad.
So, let's see. On January 25th, 1925, the frozen body of Mary Gleason, an Irish immigrant who was working in Newport, as a maid, was discovered in an artillery ditch at Fort Adams by some children who had been sledding in the area.
Yikes. That would not be a fun discovery.
Mm-mm. Private George Cordy confessed to her murder, claiming he was her former boyfriend and was jealous of her engagement to another soldier, Private George Henderson. Mm. Yet it turned out that Cordy wasn't even in Newport that night, and after initially suspecting foul play, a coroner's inquest ruled it was accidental death. So what exactly happened that frigid night at the fort? We may never know. So, yeah.
I want to know.
I was going to say, to be continued.
Well, we got to go there and ask her.
For a very long time.
I want to know.
So, yeah.
Huh.
So they call it, so that Fortress of Nightmares or whatever has been around for a long time. The Fright at the Fort Adams, what they call it. The articles I looked up to see kind of, you know, reviews and stuff kind of go back into the 20 teens. This says, face your fears inside North America's largest naval fort during the 10th season. And this was back in 2017. So it must have been from 2007. A fortress of nightmares, a haunted maze filled with ghoulish horrors and terrifying thrills set deep inside the underground tunnel. So they put it way down there. That's awesome.
Nice.
This one, for this particular year, it said the spooky marvels include the Tunnels of Terror, Mayhem 3D, and Paranormal 360. They said that at first when they started it, it sounded like they just had like a couple jump scares and it wasn't too creepy or whatever. And they said people just really do want like scary clowns and chainsaws. So they started like ramping up how scary it is. But yeah, Mayhem 3D is, it says, let mayhem reign as you navigate your way through the haunted south wall maze of Fort Adams using 3D glasses as your guide. Watch out for creatures that may be lurking behind corners. And the Paranormal 360 is, or was, or anyways, if they still have it, has been a paranormal hotspot for decades. Visitors and employees of the fort have gathered their own collection of paranormal experiences over the years, as have local investigative teams, including ghost hunters. It only seems fitting, then, that this year's Fortress of Nightmares features a paranormal exhibit where state-of-the-art technology synchronizes more than 24 VR headsets together to experience an 8-minute horror movie with live special effects. Now, that's pretty cool.
That sounds good.
Right? So I bet they still do that, but I couldn't find, like I said, I can't find anything super updated.
I like when real, you know, supposedly haunted locations use it for haunted houses.
Haunted houses, yeah.
Or haunted attractions. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like Waverly. A lot of them do that.
Oh, yeah. Which is cool. And I think that's a good, that's pretty cool, though. You know, it's,
well,
it's
that's it, way to
embracing their history.
Revenue.
And, the
raise
culture.
Money, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
keep it going. Mm-hmm. Keep it up.
Yeah, for sure.
This little paragraph I'm looking at says visitors report seeing shadow figures as well.
Uh-huh. I bet, right?
Mm. Yeah.
I agree with Nate.
I don't think there's anything this doesn't have.
The sounds of cannon would be, you know, cannons.
That,
like,
that would be impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be impressive.
Ba-boom.
Yeah. That would be hard to, yeah. I mean, you can explain away a few
can't
things,
fake
maybe
that.
But yeah, cannon, yeah, the sound of cannons. I don't know how you can explain that away. What else we got on Fort Adams?
I am just going through all the different pictures, and it is just a really cool historic old place. You know, looks like it's got good bones, and I'd love to investigate with you guys. I'm just going to put that out there. Date
okay.
night. You're like a guy date night. I made this awkward. Sorry.
That's all right.
It's nothing new, right? Nothing abnormal here.
Dude adventure.
Mm.
No winners?
No takers? No takers? Who do you think you're talking to? Of course, yes. Let's go. We can get there in 13 hours. So let's go.
Yeah, this place is good. This is a good topic.
Thank you, Chad.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chad. It was mine, but I totally stole it.
Yeah, that was a good recommendation. Appreciate it.
He does listen to our show. Like, he'll reach out and like, hey, he's the slowest listener. I am saying that to you, Chad. You know, I mean, he's probably on like a 10, but I think he doesn't go through him like, like, one, right? Yeah, like, how long you guys been doing this? How many more I got to listen to? A lot, Chad. Just keep going. I think he does it like buffet style. You know, he's like, oh, I like that. I'll listen to that.
Yeah, some do that.
Sean's not on that one. I'm going to listen to that one.
Yeah.
My brother missed that one. Whew.
I doubt that.
He's listened to me longer than you two put together, right? I don't know about that.
That's funny.
With all these podcasts.
Well, are we wrapped up on Fort Adams then?
I think so.
Wrap it up.
We got it on the list, so let's move on to Sean's middle-aged moment or dark side then. What do you think, Nate?
It's been a minute, so probably a moment.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a moment.
Now, I'm being honest here. This could really go either way. I don't know. You guys might decide. I'm gonna call it a dark side, but it probably could go a little. It could be a little bit of a hybrid. So this was sent to me by Zach, my buddy Zach. He was on our Bigfoot episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, our old buddies. And he sent this to me, and he's like, have you heard this song? And it's called Walk My Walk. Have you guys heard of it before?
I don't think so.
Number one on the country charts, and it is by Breaking Rust. So I listened to it, and I was like, man, that's really good. I was like, I've never heard of this stuff before. He goes, it's AI. He goes, is that a ridiculously crazy that a number one song on the country charts is an AI song? Total AI. I'm not surprised, but listening to it, that's not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
So listen, it's a great song, and the lyrics are really touching. So see what you guys think. But like I said, I kind of consider it a dark side, but there's some lightness in it too, I think. Been beat down. See, starts off light, right? But I don't stay low. Got mud on my jeans, still ready to go. Every scar is a story that I survived. I've been through hell, but I'm still alive. They say, slow down, boy. Don't go too fast. But I ain't never been one to live in the past. I keep moving forward, never looking back. With a worn-out hat and a six-string strap, you can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm going to keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone. Ain't a word, but it is here now. Ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long. You can hate my style. I'm very careful with that one. You can roll your eyes, but I ain't slowing down. I was born to rise. So kick them rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm going to keep on talking and walk my walk. I've lost my friends, made a few new foes, but that's just life. That's how it goes. I ain't bending over just to please the crowd. If I fall down, I'll fall down proud. I'll talk my truth. I'll live my way. Ain't nobody going to take my say. This road's been rough, but I've learned to trade. It's sweat sold and dues I paid. You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm going to keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone. Ain't changing my song. I was born this way. Been loud too long. You can hate my style. You can roll your eyes, but I ain't slowing down. I was born to rise. So kick them rocks. If you don't like how I talk, I'm going to keep on talking and walk my walk. Like, I promise you, it's a good song.
Sounds good.
It goes on a little bit more. There's a few more, but I won't. But it's basically the same idea of just like, hey, this is how I live. So you can kind of see how I kind of see it as a dark side when you listen to it. But there's also a little bit of like, hey, take me as I am kind of thing. So it's a bit of a hybrid.
Yeah, it's a hybrid.
So I think you win either way, whether you said light or dark. So
I like that.
Yeah, it is good. So I'll send it to you guys. If you guys haven't listened to it, which most of you probably hadn't, because when he sent that to me, he's like, you heard this song? It's a great song, you know. And so. But he just wanted to like shock me with like, this is AI and it's reached the top of the charts. So.
That's wild.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was pretty wild. Again, I'm not too surprised, but pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
Well, good. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. I got skills.
Well, let's get to shout outs. Who wants to start with shout outs? Who's got any?
Shout out.
Nate, you got any shout outs?
Not any that I can really think of at the moment. Been just a slow, mundane week.
Yeah. I get it. I get you. All right. That's fine. No problem.
You do you, right?
No problem. What about you, Sean?
I have a sentimental one, and I'm sure it's all on our hearts this week. I talked to Tracy earlier a little bit, too. I was messaging with her. Jerry Paul has been a year, and so just thinking about him, loving him, missing him, and thinking about Tracy, too. And yeah. I sent her all of our love, and she sent it back to us, and she said she loves us, too. But so I know this is a hard time of the year for a lot of us, but especially Tracy Pauly out there. And so I just wanted to reach out to her and give Jerry all our love, too, because it's a hard week. Like I said, we were talking about it. I can't believe it's been a year. Even my wife, she's like, has it really been a year since Jerry's been gone? I said, it has. It's been like the quickest year.
It's weird.
But it's there. That void is still there for all of us. And but yeah, just thinking about him. He's been on my mind.
Yeah, no doubt.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I miss him a lot.
Yeah.
I know Tracy. Yeah, misses him greatly. And she made a nice post saying, thank you for keeping her going for the last year. And she loves everybody, and yeah, I just said, love you, Tracy. And man, I do. I miss the hell out of that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really makes me sad. It's like a nightmare. But that was a good shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say shout out. Yeah, same here. Shout out to Tracy and Jerry and the family.
Yeah.
All his friends. Shout out. I got shout out. I'm just going to say it's been a rough year again. I've had back to back rough years. Still trying to figure things out. My life has been really, it's kind of falling apart, but I am grateful that, since it's Thanksgiving, thankful for my mom, thankful for my kids, and, at least having a place to stay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So I'm thankful. I have something to, I've lost a lot, and still have a few things to be thankful for. So mm-hmm. that's my shout outs.
Yeah, they don't have to be big.
No.
Well, I'd say Thanksgiving being tomorrow, happy Thanksgiving to all the creepies too. So
yeah.
So yeah, we love you guys. You know, we're thankful for everybody too. I mean, there's
thankful for this podcast.
Mm-hmm. I had a lady I saw first thing this morning, and she has so many things to be unhappy about and miserable about, and she was the sweetest lady. I got there when she was still having breakfast, and they said, oh, she's having breakfast, but she'll be happy to see you. You know, I'd never met her before, and she kind of made eye contact with me, and I kind of went like, you know, don't worry about it, finish your breakfast. And so I sat down, and I was working on some stuff, and when she was done, the nurse said, I think she's ready for you. And so I went over there, and she wasn't finished, and I said, I wasn't trying to strategically have breakfast with you, although that, you know, if you would have invited me. And she goes, you can have my dry piece of toast and the rest of my coffee. And I said, are you sure you're done? And she said, I'm done, honey. So she went and we talked. And so there's a lot of things going wrong with her. And she said, at the end of it, she said something to the effect of, you know, not just because it's Thanksgiving, but I'm so grateful for what I have. And I told her, I said, that is beautiful that you can say that, because there's mm-hmm. so many reasons to be upset and mad and up, you know. And I said, one of the simplest prayers that we can say is thank you to God and our Creator. And even when we don't feel it, like it can be really hard. But I told her, I said, thank you for that. Like, that made mm-hmm. my day, you saying that, because it was just like, I'm here to help you, but you kind of gave me a little bit of light to carry on to the next person. So, and I actually did tell that to the next person and the daughter, because we were talking about the same kind of thing. And I said, you know, I just worked with somebody, and it was kind of like spreading, you know, that mm-hmm. the fire of it. And so I really liked that. I thought that was mm-hmm. pretty cool.
Yeah. And I'm thankful for my friends. Yeah. I want to mention that.
Talk mm-hmm. about Nate, right?
Yeah, just Nate.
I caught that. That's good.
No, I got a lot of friends, a lot of good friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. It's little things. Just keeps you going. Just little things.
That's right.
A lot of little things to be thankful for.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, coming off of that, let's do the second sponsorship. Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Scott and Corey, and Greenwood Happy Haunts for your sponsorship too.
And we love them as well.
Yes.
We're thankful for them.
Yeah. Thankful for their friendship.
Scott sent me a friend request on Facebook. I thought about it really hard. I went ahead and confirmed, but
you accepted
naughty
it.
Naughty boy.
I accepted it.
Naughty, naughty boy.
I thought you guys would have been friends already.
Nah.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm on Facebook a lot just to like entertainment. Just reading goofy stuff. Half of it's not real anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really like interact a whole lot on there. So I don't actively search people out and send friend requests and that kind of stuff. But if you send them to me.
Yeah.
I generally accept them.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
I'm with you.
I don't know. I enjoy it for entertainment purposes.
It is entertaining.
You're just spying on everybody else, right?
No, I follow a lot of bands and music stuff and
mm-hmm.
cars and movies and shows and
welding.
Yeah.
Actually, I do too. That's welding. Pretty funny, actually.
There's like some work pages where they make fun of like construction workers and do little skits mm-hmm. and. Then there's like mishaps with cranes. There's a page dedicated to that, which I never want to witness one personally, but it's quite interesting to watch how a lot of them don't necessarily happen in the States. It's usually in India and other places around the world where they don't have things like OSHA and
oh yeah,
right,
regulatory their divisions of government.
They're mind-blowing, aren't they? I've seen some of those videos. And
they
like,
do
oh
some wild stuff.
Yeah, they do.
End up pushing the cranes to their limits and find out when they break. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the type of stuff I get into, rabbit holes.
You tend to watch, yeah.
On Facebook, yeah.
I'll tell you what I've been, I got hooked on TikTok for a couple of months, but mm-hmm. I've been hardly watching that mm-hmm. lately.
Yeah. It's so easy on those, just kind of like, you know, what they call that doom scrolling, where you're just like, oh my gosh, what have I been doing this forever? And you just you have this need to like, oh, let me find some more about that. Or let me, oh that's funny. You know, and entertaining. And then you can really spend a lot of time. I did the same thing where I was like, oh, this is fun. And then I just kind of got away from it too. But
yeah, I haven't been on TikTok for a while.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been on Facebook and even Instagram. I've been kind of, I'll check it every day, mm-hmm. but I haven't been on it like
on
I used to.
It, yeah.
Yeah. So Facebook's been entertaining me mm-hmm. for some reason. So speaking of, Sean, you have second announcements?
I do. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Absolutely. And it's definitely sweatshirt weather, so get you a Mako
sweater
sweatshirt.
Weather, yeah, sweatshirt and sweater, yeah.
That'd be kind of cool to get a Mako sweater.
A knitted sweater. We got a granny. Would it be a granny in the back. She's working full time.
Yeah.
You just pulled landscape duty.
Grandma, right?
My fingers hurt.
Knit me a sweater.
Oh, yeah? Your back's going to hurt.
You didn't picture us as like sweatshop people. Did you? No.
No, we don't have that.
I probably wear one of them.
It wouldn't be part of the ugly sweater contest, would it?
No, never.
Not the Mako.
No. It'd be beautiful. A thing of beauty. Awe-inspiring.
Oh, you knocked over my creeper.
Oh, you're shaking. And there goes my guys.
Yeah, punched the table. Sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, right. You big behemoth.
So, yeah, get you some merch. Get you a nice coffee mug and put some hot chocolate or nice coffee in there. I don't drink coffee, but I drink hot chocolate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some tea.
Hot tea.
Hot tea.
I love me some hot tea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hot toddy. No.
If you're sick, hot toddy's
right.
Good.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of everything
in it. It's one of your nicknames too, right?
That's right. Well, Nate, help us out. What you got for us?
I had a thought. If you had a lot of forts, do you know how to figure out how many you got?
I'm going to guess.
You atoms.
Oh.
I knew that's what you'd say.
That's a wrap.
You really went there.
He did.
I did.
He did. Huh. Better than the subtracting joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I see what you did. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 243 and our discussion on Fort Adams. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.